بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كرمنا بني ادم صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers, our deen Islam, our sharia has taught us mannerisms, etiquettes in all facets of life. When it comes to eating, habits, how we eat, what we should be eating, what du'as we read whilst eating, before eating, after eating, our walking, mannerisms of walking, talking, meeting people, making salam, greeting, visiting the toilet, before entering the toilet, whilst in the toilet, when you come out of the toilet, visiting the masjid. So in different aspects of life, we have got adab, etiquettes. The word adab in Arabic is singular. Adab is the plural, which means etiquettes, mannerisms. It's derived from the word Arabic word ma'duba. Now ma'duba, we'll understand, simply means a table spread of variety of food. On an Eid day, we understand this. Or even now in the month of Ramadan, at the time of iftar, we have different, we have variety of food. Eid day will have sweetmeats. The sweetmeat itself is variety. Different types of rice, different types of biryani, different type of savories we have, different types of pickles and achar and chutneys, different type of juices. So there's a variety. And each one is so attractive. Each one is so tempting. Like that, we have mannerisms. There is shukr, there is qanaat, there is zuhud, there is tawadur. Beautiful traits and qualities for you and I to bring into our life. Like how we see this dasturkhan of food, and we can pick different food and enjoy. Like that, Islam displays for us beautiful characteristics and traits for us to implement into our life. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss a very simple adab, a simple aspect of our life, which in one zamana it was well known amongst the people, amongst the Muslims, but somehow we have forgotten this particular adab, and that is the adab of sneezing. Simple thing is sneezing. When somebody sneezes, what do we hear? Excuse me. That is not our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, when any one of you sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. There are three narrations mentioned. One simple, he just says Alhamdulillah. Or he can say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Or he can say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Any one of the three. The easiest one, Alhamdulillah. What is Alhamdulillah? He's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is he praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala relieved him of that mucus, whatever was clogging his sinuses. And so when it comes out in a very easy way, he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that even when a person sneezes, when you see his face, the facial expression changes. It goes up. It's not a very nice scene to see. So the moment Allah Ta'ala restores his face in the original way, therefore he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some even mention that at the time when a person sneezes, wallahu alam, that for a few, one second, maybe his heart stops beating, and therefore he is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that when a person sneezes, you should say Alhamdulillah. You are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, when a person sneezes, he is relieved and his sinuses, or his head becomes lighter, and now he feels more energetic. Otherwise, he feels very lazy. He feels like sleeping. He's in a slumber, like when a person yawns. And therefore, in the hadith is mentioned, Allah loves sneezing, and Allah does not like yawning. Because yawning will bring the person into ghafla, heedlessness. He won't want to make ibadat. So, when a person sneezes, he says, Alhamdulillah. He's praising Allah. Then the person who heard him saying Alhamdulillah upon sneezing, he must now respond with, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. Why must he give him a dua like this? Because he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should make the other believer happy. And you actually praise my Allah? Oh, then you deserve a dua also. May Allah have mercy upon you. If the person sneezed and he did not say Alhamdulillah, then you don't say Yarhamukallah. Two people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It so happened the first person came and he sneezed. Right? In the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the man said, Alhamdulillah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yarhamukallah. Not long after that, another person comes and Allah makes it such that he also sneezes in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He remains silent. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam remains silent. Somebody then inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first man, you told him, Yarhamukallah. The second one, you didn't say anything. Why? So he said, the first one praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Alhamdulillah. And therefore I gave him this jawab, Yarhamukallah. The second man didn't say anything, and therefore he deserves no jawab. He doesn't deserve that Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. So, when the person sneezes, he says, Alhamdulillah. The person who hears him saying Alhamdulillah, he says, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. Now, when he's getting a dua from his Muslim brother, then he must also respond. And two du'as have been mentioned. And this is what we must learn, inshallah. The person who sneezed said, Alhamdulillah. The person who heard it said, Yarhamukallah. Now the sneezer says, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. Yahdikumullah. May Allah guide you. May Allah always keep you on the straight path. And wa yuslihu balakum. May Allah rectify, make correct, make perfect your condition. What a dua it is. You've got needs for the day. You've got problems that have come to you. And now this man is making dua for you. May Allah make everything right for you. May Allah make everything correct for you. And the other dua is, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ. May Allah forgive us, may Allah forgive you. So the easy one, يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَعْلَكُمْ. We should try and bring this again in our families, amongst our friends. Somebody sneezes, then you teach him, bhai, what must you say when you sneeze? So he'll say, Alhamdulillah. The moment he says that, then you give jawab, Yarhamukallah. Then teach him to say, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great muhaddith. His Sunan Abi Dawud is taught in the Madaris in the final year. It is amongst the 6 authentic books of ahadith which are taught in all the darulums in the world. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi has compiled thousands of ahadith in his book, in his Sunan. And to show how important sneezing is and to give the dua and to give the jawab, etc. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was standing on the banks of the river and the person had boarded the ship, a boat, and as he just left, the person sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah, and they continued the journey. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi didn't say anything at that time. Then it struck him that the man sneezed. It became necessary for me now to give him a jawab because he said, Alhamdulillah. But he already left. He quickly hires a little small boat and then he manages to catch up with this person. And then he tells him, Yarhamukallah. And the person then response, and Imam Abu Dawud comes back. And Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi, somebody asked him, why you did this? He said, no, this is a hadith of Rasulullah, and perhaps this person is mustajabu da'wat also. His du'as are maqbool. And he said, Alhamdulillah. So I said, Yarhamukallah, he'll make du'a for me, Yahdikumullahu, wa yuslihu balakum. That night, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi, sees a dream. In the dream, he sees that, inna Aba Dawud, that Abu Dawud, ishtara jannata bidirhamin. Abu Dawud has purchased Jannah just by 1 dirham. He hired the boat for 1 dirham. Look at that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him Jannah just because he was so particular about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this dua that was taught, and this adab that somebody sneezed and he said, Alhamdulillah, you may say, Yarhamukallah, and that person said, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. A person sneezes once, you give him, He said, Alhamdulillah, you said, Yarhamukallah. And then again he sneezed, again you do that. Third time he says, after three times, then Rasulullah said, Mazkoom. Oh, he's got zukam. He's got sinuses now. Now you don't have to keep on responding. If you wish to, and he says, Alhamdulillah, and you wish to respond, well and good. But now you're under no obligation whatsoever to keep on now say, Yarhamukallah. No. You said it once, second time, and third time, that is sufficient now. Then very important when a person sneezes, and Rasulullah SAW kan idha atisa, when Nabi Kareem SAW used to sneeze, غَطَّى وَجْهَهُ بِثَوْبِهِ أَوْ بِيَدِهِ. Nabi Kareem SAW would cover his face with a some material, like a handkerchief or a cloth, or his hand. Now this is an etiquette taught to us by Rasulullah SAW. We don't need the West to come and give us all this type of protocol to teach us when a person sneezes, how he must be react and how he should respond. Hadith of Rasulullah. This is a sunnah. That you should cover your nose with your hand or some handkerchief and lower your voice. وَغَضَّ صَوْتَهُ. You don't sneeze such a way that you shake every person around you. When you sneeze, you lower your voice. These are simple etiquettes. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to revive the sunnah and this important adab. Simple as it is, there is one narration, one sahabi, he responded when he sneezed in a different manner. There's a detailed explanation to that. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reprimanded him, because such a thing like sneezing, you don't even know the adab, your mother didn't teach you correctly when you were small, and now you are an adult and you still don't know how to respond. So how important it is for all of us. Person sneezes, say Alhamdulillah. Then the other person must say, Yarhamukallah. Then say, Yahdikumullahu wa yusli'u balakum. And when you sneeze, say Alhamdulillah, audibly. You don't know what the man is saying. Say Alhamdulillah. Be happy to take Allah Ta'ala's name. Whether you're in the crowd of non-Muslims, whatever it is, at least they will ask, what are you saying? So you say, no, I'm praising Almighty Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.